Well, good morning and welcome back. Sean Stone is with us. I always enjoy when Sean comes in because we get to talk about what's happening on area stages and screens. And we have a lot to talk about. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. We have the list online. But in the meantime, just sit back, enjoy, listen, and stir, mix, and enjoy. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah, good to have you here.
I ran the gauntlet across the street and I'm here.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Now you and I saw this movie. Not together, but we saw this really great. At least I enjoyed it. I think
I loved it.
Yeah. Tell us about it, and tell us why it is so great.
It's called Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. And it has probably the best cast of any movie I've seen in ages. It's Frances McDormand plays a woman whose daughter was murdered, and nothing has happened. They haven't caught anyone. So she buys the rights to put up three billboards asking why the police haven't done anything about it. I can't reveal the contents of what's on the billboard because it's kind of a spoiler. But the idea is to provoke the police chief, played by the great Woody Harrelson, and his racist sidekick, played by the great Sam Rockwell, into doing something about it, into investigating the crime. And this is one of those interesting movies where everyone is essentially a good person, but they're all doing terrible things.
Yeah, and they're just trying to do what they feel is the right thing.
Exactly.
But that is difficult. And they're all bumping into each other, but I just thought it has such a crispness and a sense of purpose, and I felt very comfortable in its company for 2 hours.
Yes, and it got that small town texture where, if you burn down the police station, for example, they know who did it. They may not be able to prove it, but they know it was you.
Yeah.
But they're not actually going to throw you in jail because, we all have to live together.
A young man who's in the film, he's also in Lady Bird, Lucas Hedges, who was up for Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, I guess, for Manchester by the Sea.
Yes.
He's going to be on our show tomorrow night.
He was excellent, too.
Yeah, really good, isn't he? Fantastic.
Because he had to carry... It's the kind of movie where the emotional arc has to carry through a number of characters.
Yes.
And it does.
Yeah. It's really great stuff. So he'll be with us tomorrow. But it's a really great film. What else? What's happening on stages? We're getting into the holiday time, so it's just there's a lot to feast on, isn't there?
I mentioned this one that they're reviving at the Madison Theater in Albany today through Sunday, David Lynch's Dune, because it is the only movie I've ever gone to where they handed me a sheet of paper when I walked in. When it came out in the 80s, Universal Pictures had a glossary of terms that you were handed when you walked into it, and I still have it tucked away somewhere. It didn't help, but it's a delightful movie with an insanely good cast. And it doesn't make any sense, but I'm sure the books don't either. So.
A glossary of terms.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also tonight at the MPAC Theater in Troy, it's Other Uses for Beatriz Santiago Munoz. This is a film in which she explores abandoned places, sort of in a political, socioeconomic context.
All right.
Friday night at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, it's Sarah Watkins, who is, of course, Fiddler from Nickel Creek, has her own solo career now, doing a lot of interesting music.
Good stuff.
Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. at the Palace Theater in Albany, it's a beloved institution. It's the Albany Symphony Orchestra's Magic of Christmas concert. It's a family concert, but it's for everyone. It's all the music you want to hear. There's a real holiday theme going through what's going on this weekend.
Maestro David Alan Miller will be with us tomorrow.
That's delightful.
Yeah.
And then at Saratoga Springs at Cafe Lena on Sunday at 7 o'clock, it's the Why Not Sisters holiday concert. They're not really sisters, although it's spelled
Why
like,
not?
Exactly. Though it's spelled like it's a name, it means why not?
Okay.
It's a sort of a neo-folk sort of thing, meaning they do a lot of genre hopping, but it's a holiday concert. And we have another holiday concert at the Mahewee Sunday at 7 o'clock. Natalie McMaster and Donna Leahy, A Celtic Family Christmas. and that's at the Mahawi at 7 o'clock. Sunday in Cohoes at the Cohoes Music Hall. It's the Great Hot Tuna, and they're playing acoustic. And I've seen them acoustic, I've seen them electric, and while I like them electric, the preference is to see them acoustic. So
okay.
it's guitarist Jorma Kaukonen and bassist Jack Cassidy, who were together in Jefferson Airplane, and they're basically rock and roll legends.
And a great venue. It's all good.
Oh, it's going to be perfect. Yeah,
perfect.
And then as the intro music was, we have the great indie rock band Spoon are going to be at Upstate Concert Hall in Clifton Park on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. On Wednesday night at 7 p.m., it's the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker at the Palace. I haven't seen them do the Nutcracker, but I did see them do, I think it was Swan Lake, and it's a spectacular presentation.
Good stuff.
Big scenery, elaborate costumes, everything you want for the holidays. Here's another holiday show I actually have also seen. Jim Brickman, A Joyful Christmas, which is sort of that mellow but sort of mesmerizing piano sound. And that's going to be at the Troy Music Hall on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m.
As if Kenny G played the piano.
Yeah, but it's more... it's like... I could
hear people writing now, by the way. Go ahead.
Oh, I know. But I could see like fish heads moving into this kind of music. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah, yes.
You know, it has this sort of mesmerizing quality. And then the commercial movies are sort of taking a break this week because Pixar flattened everything with Coco. And everyone's terrified that, you know, Star Wars is going to suck up all the money next week. So we have some indie movies opening. One is The Square. That is from the director of, I don't know if you remember the movie Force Majeure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is his savage satire of the contemporary art scene. It's an international cast. Elizabeth Moss is in it. And Thelma, which is sort of, it looks like, from the trailer, it looks sort of like a, Scandinavian 21st century Carrie. You know, it's an art film, but it's going for shock. It looks like there's going to be a lot of violence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what else is there? Is there anything else you haven't seen that you're, what's on your wish list?
My wish list?
Yeah. I mean, are there, because we're getting to that end of the year time of films that we have to catch, right?
Yeah. My wish list would be that the Star Wars sequel isn't too craven and they don't make Luke Skywalker a villain. You know, I only ask for a few things, but you see the trailer and they're trying to gin up controversy. And
yeah, we don't know what's going to happen.
No, we don't.
Except
that Disney's going to make an enormous amount of money.
Well,
that's the one thing we can be sure of.
You can find out more, see Sean's entire list by going to wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable, and the list will be there. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. Always good to have you with us. Thank you very much for being here, and we'll see you next week.
You're welcome.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.